Maybe yes, I'm not agreed yet.
Gunaris Riobokas says driving his taxi along the streets of Vilnius every day has made him Lithuania's unofficial pollster of public opinion.
I here have a lot of customers, a lot of stories, a lot of something happened every day. You know, I knew more than anybody, you know.
That includes what Lithuanians look for when they look for a ride.
They want to ride cheap, that's all. It's everything against price.
The idea is at the heart of competition among a crowded field of taxi rideshare services that include the U.S.-based Uber, Lithuania's own Taxify, and Russia's Yandex Taxi. Already dominant in Russia, Yandex launched its taxi-sharing app in the Baltic countries in the summer of 2018 to a receptive market. But growing success has also caught the eye of Lithuania's Ministry of Defense, which has raised concerns about illicit data gathering through the app's access to user contacts, microphone, and camera.
Our National Cybersecurity Center did the first examination on where exactly data is being sent. And what we found out, that the data was sent to Russia.
Lithuania says that may violate European Union law. It since banned the use of the app by government officials and issued warnings to the public pending an investigation. Back in Moscow, Yandex Taxi calls the charges unfounded. Access to smartphone functions simply improves service, they say, and all user information is stored within EU data centers.
If someone has some suspicions, especially the Baltic state government officials, we are open, we are ready to do all the necessary checks, let them come, and we are ready for discussion.
The charges have dragged the app into a wider Russia-West standoff over issues that include Ukraine and alleged election interference. So is Yandex Taxi the latest tool in Kremlin hybrid tactics, or just a company maligned for simply being Russian? On the streets of the capital Vilnius, views break down along cultural lines, mindful of Lithuania's past under Russian-Soviet rule.
What kind of secret information could I have? It's because Yandex is Russian that they're finding fault with it.
It's Russophobia. There's nothing else to say. It's just politics.
I'm not going to use it.
And the reason why?
Because I think that belongs to Russia.
Well, I think there is still some stigma between Lithuania and Russia.
But in an era when data protection from all tech companies, Western included, are under the microscope, some Lithuanians are opting out in other ways.
I can go on foot, I'm young, so I don't need taxi.
Walking, if only there was an app for that. Charles Maines for VOA News, Vilnius, Lithuania.